Montross is a veteran of several Duke North Carolina games. I was told the rivalry ended last year, but I didn't believe it. This is a big game, and we're excited to talk to Eric Montross from the Tar Heel Radio Network, and of course, a veteran of so many of these. How are you, sir? It's been kind of a roller coaster year. You guys are on the up, though.
Well, it's been a roller coaster year for the Tar Heels, but it's a day before Carolina Duke. So what could be more fun for a Carolina or Duke fan before than on the eve of one of these games? And you know, it's always loaded with storylines, and certainly there are no shortage of those. And you know, Carolina is playing better in the last three or four games. And we hope that that continues from a partisan perspective, but I think also from Duke's perspective, boy, they really should be feeling confident. And they've got size, they've got guard play. It just really will be fun for me as a fan of the rivalry and as a former player within the rivalry to watch two former players who are now head coaches who are trying to nurse their teams to be who they are. It's going to be really fun, and it's going to be enjoyable to watch the next chapter start to be written.
Eric Montross is with us here on the Adam Gold Show. How different does it feel? And I know we've already had a year's worth of Hubert, but how different does it feel without Roy and Kay? And I'm sure it felt different, although Roy was already established as a superstar when he came back from Kansas. But how different does it feel without those two giants on the sidelines?
Well, I think it feels different, but I will tell you, when I was over in Cameron, sitting up in our perch above the court, watching the Cameron crazies file in, they didn't act any differently. And in fact, if anything, there was just as much enthusiasm between these two teams. I think, you know, all of us who have been a part of or enjoyed the Tobacco Road rivalry and the rivalry between two Hall of Fame coaches and Krzyzewski and Williams, look, that's special. And that holds its own place and will hold, especially as we further ourselves from that era. It will hold its own chapter in history as being one of the unparalleled moments to watch those two men take their teams and lead their teams to championships, the ACC championships, the tournament championships, NBA stars coming out of their programs. That's awesome. But I also think that, you know, our fans are not ready to say, oh, well, those guys are gone, let's hang it up. This is a renewal. This is an opportunity to really get after it again. And I think that the teams and the coaches who are there in place now and who will be in place are really excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, and they both played in it, so they both completely get the whole thing. Let me ask you about the similarity between where this Carolina team is now to where they were last year. And I'm not trying to compare the teams, but there were so many doubts all year long, and then they sort of, you know, late in the season last year started to figure it out. Is there any similarity between this year's team and last year's team in that regard?
Well, Adam, you just went way above my pay grade to try and figure out the dynamics of how this season has gone about. And
I have too much time.
Where we are and where we could be. So I'll take your apology for asking me this question later. But I do, you know, I tell you, I think last year we looked at the moment. It was kind of right after the Wake Forest game where the team pulled together, and in my opinion, just my opinion, said, we're going to listen to the letter of what coach is saying.
Right.
And we're going to act upon it to the letter of what coach is saying. And when they started seeing positive results, they said, well, we want more positive results, so we're going to do more of that. And right now, I think that for Carolina, currently in this year, they have to get to that place. And although the personnel is more veteran, the personnel has deeper talent, a deeper bench, it's still not tapped the way last year's team was. And I think that, you know, as I can say this because I was one of these years ago, 18, 19, 20, and 21-year-old young men are unpredictable at times. And so just like we've watched the team have moments where they don't play very well, we've also watched them have very high moments. And here in the last three or four games, they have had more high than low. So does the trajectory bode well for this team? I don't know. What I do know is that tomorrow against Duke is the most important game of the season right now, because without that game, this season shuts down after the tournament.
You believe that. I understand everybody keeps saying it, but I have a hard time closing my eyes and seeing North Carolina not being in the NCAA tournament, but maybe they win the game and make the whole thing.
Adam, I agree with you from that standpoint. I just know that if the letter of the metrics is followed,
right,
I mean, then I have a hard time.
Right, I see.
People saying, well, you don't have quad ones, et cetera. But the thing that I look at is, if we're a 12, who's the 5 that wants to play us? It's not saying that we're that great all the time, and I know that this is not a tournament on potential, but that's a real question, and to your point.
No, I would be screaming, like, I earned a 5 seed, and you're giving me that? Get out of here. I would be 100% in agreement with you, Eric Montross, here on the Adam Gold Show. Let me ask you about the Blue Devils, because you started talking about guard play, and Duke has a lot of very good players. I don't know that they have the one guy who dominates the game like they have in the past. When you watch them, what do you see? Who scares you?
Well, I think for me, number one, I give John Shire a lot of credit, because this team is playing really hard. I love watching coaches get that kind of passion out of their players and being able to see it happen on the court. So I have a ton of respect for how this team plays. No surprise, Adam, I will pick a big guy to focus on. I happen to think that Lively is of real significance, not just what he has done through the season, but also tomorrow, because we know Bacot can be affected by height and jumping ability and shot blocking ability. We also know that shot blockers across the board, not just talking about versus Carolina, across the board, they affect perimeter players' interest in going to the rim, because a lot of guys get embarrassed if they get their shot blocked. Rebounding has been a component with he and Filipowski that to me is key for Carolina, and I think that we can expect that will continue to be a major source of concern, but also Bacot and company can offer some pushback. That being said, at the guard play, Jeremy Roach has been terrific for them, and he has that veteranship, and he has that kind of that Duke style of play that is leadership bound, and that is one that his team is playing with him and for him, and he makes big plays. So I think we could continue to go through the lineup, but when I think of core components, you love to have balance, and balance means you've got to have perimeter and interior players that are effective and extremely important in wins, and how they impact your opponents that you're facing. And those are the guys that I come up with first and foremost.
Eric Montross, before I let you go, I want you to take me back to your playing days and the morning of not just your a Duke-North Carolina game, but maybe your last Duke-North Carolina game. You know, Leaky Black is playing in his last one. It's very possible that this could be Armando Bacot's. I know he has an option to come back another year if he wants, but it very possible could be his last one. Could be Caleb Love's last Duke-North Carolina game. What did you feel like the morning of the last one?
Well, first of all, Adam, 51. So you're asking me to peel back a lot of layers.
You are a young man.
To get back to that day. But look, I think what I will tell you is I never made it about one game. I always, and I think particularly with the lens of time, getting away from that game, getting away from this rivalry as a player, the thing that you absolutely appreciate is the fact that it is so darn consistent and it is so consistently good.
Yeah.
And it just, there are always pieces and parts that draw your attention. It draws the attention world, nationwide at minimum, and certainly their international interest as well. This is the best rivalry in college sports. And so to be a part of it on that final day as a senior or as a player who may be in their last year wearing one of these uniforms, it's a tremendous opportunity to just soak it up and also to have great, great respect for these kinds of moments.
Eric Montrose, you're such a gentleman. I appreciate your time. Have a great day. Enjoy the ball game tomorrow. I know it'll be a blast.
Thanks a lot, Adam. Always good to be with you.